This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the Bahamas, residents are getting ready for whatever Hurricane Dorian throws at them, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For Hurricanes Matthew and Irma, Jeffrey Allen, who lives in Freeport, evacuated, but says he's riding this one out.
We're going to wait it out this time because with Matthew, we evacuated and actually, it turned out we were pretty much unscathed in that particular area.
Allen, who works in construction, says he's getting ready for Dorian.
The first gas station I went to, I was actually at the pump, and they ran out of fuel.
His cousin, Barbara Carey, who lives in Nassau, is also stocking up on necessities like groceries.
It was about 14 registers, and I was like the 20th online on one of the registers.
Carey owns a travel company in the Bahamas and says a lot of cruise ships that are there are rerouting so they don't get hit. I'm Julie Walker.
Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges early Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannon and tear gas in a standoff with protesters outside government headquarters. AP's Karen Shamas.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chemas.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.